Mom of Texas girl allegedly killed by delivery driver calls him an absolute monster. By Amy Furr on December 4, 2022. The mother of the child allegedly abducted and killed by a FedEx driver in Texas blasted him in a series of online posts. On Friday, authorities found the body of 7-year-old Athena Strand in Boyd after she vanished from her bedroom in Paradise, the New York Post reported Saturday. On social media Saturday afternoon, the girl's mother, Maitland Gandy, called the suspect an absolute monster. Athena's case and the trial against the absolute monster that took her from me may very well get moved to another county or district in Texas due to the large community involvement, which I am so grateful for, she wrote, urging followers to make the child's image their profile picture and share her story with others. I do not want the bastard that took my baby from me and brutally murdered her to go to any city, town, county, state, or country without every single person knowing her face, she continued. Officials arrested 31-year-old Tanner Horner, a FedEx contract driver who delivered a package to Strand's home the day she went missing. Wise County Sheriff Lane Akin said the suspect confessed to killing the child who reportedly died within an hour after being taken. This community does not like losing our children, Akin commented. And we can see it because of all the people who came out and helped us throughout this ordeal. The suspect was charged with capital murder, aggravated kidnapping, and held on a $1.5 million bond. This is the monster that took my baby from me in this world. You will know her name, Tanner, Gandy wrote in another online post Saturday. Her name is Athena Presley Monroe Strand. I know your DOB, August 8, 1991. Do you know hers? I will make damn sure you learn what you took from me and her daddy, she continued. In a recent statement, FedEx said, words cannot describe our shock and sorrow at the report surrounding this tragic event. First and foremost, our thoughts are with the family during this most difficult time and we continue to cooperate fully with the investigating authorities, the company said, adding contract drivers must undergo a criminal background check through a third party, but Horner did not appear to have any criminal history. One out of every 179 citizens in President Joe Biden's D. America will eventually be murdered if the crime wave remains at last year's level, according to a recent Just Facts study.